Okay, so welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back to Facts.
Welcome to Facts.
Welcome to Facts.
With your hosts,
Caroline. With your host, Caroline and Jasmine.
Yeah.
There we go. I think you should do these intros. Yeah. Not me.
So today we want to talk about
partying.
Partying.
And drinking.
Yeah, because those are our favorite, you know, hobbies. Is it a hobby? Sort of.
Is it sad? Kind of.
A little bit. But so partying has obviously changed a little bit with COVID. The bars are no longer open, or the bars are open, but the clubs aren't.
Yes, the bars are only open until 10.
Yeah.
And you have to wear a mask if you just
stand up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and it's so stupid.
Which happens a lot when you start drinking.
Yeah. Last time when I was in a bar, we had to wear masks if you, like, you know, the billiard.
Yeah.
And you had to wear masks until you were playing. And it was so, like, stupid because I had to sit down to drink, but I had to stand up again to
and
play.
And it's already hard enough to hear the person you're talking to at a bar because it's so loud.
Yes.
So then wearing a mask on top of it doesn't really help.
I hate it. I hate it so much. Especially, like, for me, as a second language, English.
Yeah.
I can't even, like, understand my own language when somebody's...
when they're drunk.
kind of, yeah.
So, yeah, partying has changed a lot. Now, most of the parties are happening in people's houses. In our friendship group, it's mostly at my house.
Yes.
Which means I have a lot of cleaning up to do almost every Saturday. But it's fine.
It's like a tradition now.
Yeah, it's a tradition. We wake up and we clean. How fun. How interesting. And you're like sort of hangover, but not completely hungover. So it just sucks.
Yeah, and you're making pancakes kind of half deadly in the kitchen.
But the pancakes help, though. The pancakes,
yeah,
like,
the pancakes
sure.
are one of the best hangover breakfasts.
Yeah, they actually...
After McDonald's.
They actually say that bananas and vanilla ice cream are the cure to hangovers.
Really?
I haven't tried it myself, but maybe that's...
Actually, I heard about banana because it has a lot of kalium in it.
Yeah, and potassium.
Yeah, I actually heard about that, but... Never heard about ice cream.
But another thing that's changed, though, with COVID is the fact that the buses, they stop going after 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, after 12, so everybody has to leave around 12.
Yeah, and it's really, like, really stupid. And
so people, we usually start drinking either earlier or because we've been at school the whole day or something. People are coming at 7 or 8, and then we just drink in turbo speed.
Yes.
Because we have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of nice, though, that people have to leave at 12 because then that way you're in bed early-ish.
Yes, and you don't have to not worry, but, you know, it's really awkward when someone is staying for, like, 5 in the morning and you're like, hey, it's my place, I want to sleep, can you leave?
I want to go to bed now, and they don't get the hint.
Yes.
So you're sitting there like, I'm so tired, I want to go to bed.
Yeah, I think that's the most, that's the worst part of hosting parties.
Yeah, like, I did having once, to get people to leave.
Yes, I did it twice. Once at my, not my house, my parents' house back in Hungary. And yeah, the worst part was when everybody was around, I don't know, we were around 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh, can you just guys leave,
you guys
please?
Leave.
I love you so much, but... Can you leave?
I want to go to bed now. I'm tired. Leave me alone.
Yes.
Also, because when you hit that point of being tired and drunk, you're not a fun person to be around.
No, and because you have alcohol in your body, you just keep fall asleep every second, and it's just annoying.
I actually have a really hard time falling asleep if I'm drunk.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like I'm, like, floating.
Oh, yeah, and you feel
like,
dizzy.
I feel like I'm in a pool and I'm dizzy, so I can't sleep. So I usually end up laying in my bed for an hour listening to music.
Oh, yeah.
Just so that I don't puke. I'm focused, because I'm focusing on the music, so I don't focus on being dizzy.
Yeah.
I had an English teacher in high school who gave us the best tip ever, which was that when you're drinking, if you close your eyes and you feel like you're floating, that means it's time to stop drinking. And I live by that tip. I'm just really bad. I'm really bad at it, though. I try to live by that tip, but I forget it sometimes because I'm having too much fun.
Yeah. And especially when you're playing games or you don't want to be the
downer.
Yeah, and the weak one, like, oh no, I don't want to drink anymore.
Yeah, and that's the thing with being at your house. When COVID wasn't here and we were going to clubs, you could just go home.
Yes.
You could just go home when you wanted to go home. You could do a Houdini and just disappear. Just disappear, and then in the morning you wake up and you have hella messages from people, your friends, asking you where you are, where you're at, and you're like, oh, I went home. I went home, I went by McDonald's, grabbed a cheeseburger, and now I fell asleep. It was great.
Yeah, I think the worst part is definitely the transporting. It's really annoying that you always have to keep it in mind to... Mm-hmm. Shit, I don't want to miss my bus, because if you miss it,
you're fucked.
Yes, the earliest bus, I think it's around 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. So what the fuck are you gonna do for like 6 hours?
I'm so lucky that I live so close to town, because back when the bars and the clubs were open, I could just walk home.
Mm.
I didn't have to take a taxi. I didn't have to take a bus or a train or anything. It was like a 10-minute walk, and I was in my bed.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I think that's the best part about my apartment, is definitely the location.
It's pretty cool. Like, everything is just in 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
And I think the one thing, though, I miss the most about bars and clubbing was watching other people dance. Because the drunker they got, the worse it got. And it was just so funny.
Oh, yes. I am a terrible dancer. Like, I can't dance. But I always feel like I can when I'm drinking. I just hate it. But it's okay. Because, as you said, if everybody is drinking, then everybody is dancing.
Everybody's doing the same thing. And yes. I don't really dance at clubs. I'm not that big a fan of dancing at clubs, but I find it very entertaining to see other people dance, especially when my friends get drunk and start dancing.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And also, I mean, sometimes you have to, you know, go and save your friend from some guy who's dancing up on her, and she like gives you the look like, bitch, come over here now.
Yes, like, I love that between women's we have the look communication, like the look language.
Yeah.
And the guys can understand it. I remember I had this conversation with my friends, and we were talking about, no, with your eyes you can communicate and you can say a lot of things.
You can say a lot of things with your eyes. Yes. You can also do the, is he hot? And you can do the, get him off of me. And you can do the, I'm kind of enjoying this.
Yes. And they just like, they can't.
And it's just from a look. And all girls know the three looks.
Yeah.
There's also the look of when someone's talking absolute shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear them talking shit. Because then they give you the look. And it's just so amazing. But yeah, there are a lot of different looks. There's also the look of when you're like drinking a really bad drink.
Oh, yeah.
And you're trying not to hide. Like, you're trying to hide that it tastes like shit.
Yes. With my dorm mates, we had the party I mentioned before, the Tour de Chambre.
Yeah.
And in my room, I had this idea. I come up with the theme Hungary, because it was just my first Tour de Chambre, so I had no idea what to do.
Yeah.
And I went with the safe
idea. Yeah, the safe option.
Yeah. And my drinking game was that I poured vodka shots. Because that's what we drink back in Hungary.
Yeah.
But there was only one shot that has just water.
Mm.
And they had to guess who had the water. So they had to hide their emotions and their facial expressions when they were drinking
vodka. And it's really hard.
For me, it's not that hard.
But when it's a drink, it's usually not like because it's alcohol. The drink is usually because it just tastes like shit.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
But you know what doesn't taste like shit? The drink of the week.
Yes, our drink of the week is mojito. I really like mojitos.
Me too. One of my top favorite, especially if you're on like a nice vacation somewhere warm.
Yeah, a typical summery paradise drink. Yeah. And I just read a lot of interesting things about mojito.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you know Caroline, but mojito is from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And mojito is, so basically if you want to make mojito at home, you need like a tall glass, a lot of ice. It's really important.
Like crushed ice.
Yes, crushed ice. You need rum. Bacardi rum is the best, but you just need rum. Lime.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, mint leaves.
Of course.
Yes. And a little soda.
Water, club soda.
Sparkling water. So, mojito is from Cuba. Yeah. And, you know, back in the 1500s, hundreds.
Yeah.
With Drake. You know Drake the Pirate?
No, I don't know Drake the Pirate.
I think you know Drake. Like, he was a searcher. No? A pirate? No?
No. I don't know any pirates.
Maybe it's just the Hungarian system because we need to learn, like, these...
Yeah, probably.
Explorers?
Yeah, I know, but I, like, when I learned about explorers, it was, like, Christopher Columbus and, like, Leif Erikson.
Yeah.
Not about pirates. Drake. Not Drake.
Oh, never mind. So, Drake... Drake was the first one who made this drink. Oh. And basically, back in the history, they used these drinks as medication. If you had like a kind of flu or especially like seasickness.
Yeah.
Because pirates and explorers always had rum in their ships.
Yeah.
And they just wanted to make it a little enjoyable. Mm-hmm. So they come up with these.
Oh, that's cool.
With this enjoyable cocktail.
That's really cool.
Yes. I was looking for a little like celebrities, what they like.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know Vanessa Paradis.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was Johnny Depp's ex-wife.
Yeah. He's had a lot of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yes.
He's currently going through a really horrible divorce.
Yeah. Yeah, that's horrible. I heard about that.
But what about Vanessa?
But yeah. Yes, she's a French singer and she's really famous. And she was playing in movies as well. It was really like an accident that I just found this. Basically, it's her go-to cocktail.
Oh,
and
that's really
every
cool.
time she go to a bar, this is the only thing she orders. Mojito. So... drink mojito, guys. Grab a drink. Do it at home.
I actually...
especially in this winter time. Or not winter, fall time.
I'm currently reading a book about underwear, out of all things.
Yeah.
And I read there that after the G-string was, like, invented, mm-hmm. it's very heavily used in Brazil and a lot of Latin American countries. And when the dancers in Brazil started using the G-strings, apparently... the sale of mojitos, like, tripled.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine that.
I mean...
yeah.
And it also, it gives you, because it's fresh and it's, like, citrusy, it really gives you the vibe of you know, Latin America and...
yeah, and Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think it's really popular there. Yeah. But I really like it. Sometimes I just do it without the rum, like, during the summer.
I actually
just
think...
just, like, lemonade.
I actually think a mojito was my first, like, proper cocktail. Mm-hmm. That I drank, like, fully drank. Yeah, and it was nice.
The memories.
The memories. And I just... you know when your friends have had too many, maybe mojitos or cocktails, and they get too drunk, and yeah. you have to be, like, the mom?
Oh, yes.
I hate it. I hate it. The amount of times where I've had to hold, like, my friend's hair while they're puking.
Ew.
It's so horrible because the sound and the smell and the... like, everything about someone else puking makes me want to puke.
Yeah, I think it's really hard to,
especially
to handle these situations
if
when
you're
drunk as well.
Exactly, because you're drunk as well. So you're standing there holding this your friend's hair, trying not to puke yourself while they're puking. And it's really, you're just being a really good friend and they never thank you.
Yeah, and I think it's really, really hard to handle these situations with your friends.
Or when your friends just do, in general, stupid shit when they're drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when they're chasing boys, or if they're kissing some boy, and you have to, like, protect them and be like, no, you're not going to go home with some random stranger right now. you don't live here. You don't live in the city. You're not going to go sleep there because I'm not going to go searching for you tomorrow.
Oh,
you don't have any, you don't have any power on your phone, girl. How are you going to get... I'm just not bothered. And I always feel like such a horrible person because I'm, like, pulling them away. But it's like you're too drunk to realize.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm the mom all the time, because no. But even when I'm drinking, I'm always 100% responsible for myself.
Yeah, I'm always the mom.
And I think it's really important if you drink, to do it in a safe way. Because even if I have a lot of drinks, I can still go home by myself with a bus. Because I'm never irresponsible.
I'm the type of friend who, whenever we go out in my, like, going out bag, I always have lip gloss, I always have lip balm, I always have Hand sanitizer, a set of cards, sanitizing wipes.
Tissues.
I have everything in that bag. Back when I was using a bigger bag, I would also always have like a spare hair tie and a spare like comb.
Oh.
So that I could, after they had puked, so I could help them. And especially mascara as well, because a lot of people, when they puke,
like, crying.
They're crying, like, their eyes are watering, so their mascara would get all fucked up.
I mean, it's useful for those people as well when you know those people who are drinking and they start crying.
Yeah.
The crybabies.
I'm not a crier when I get drunk. Not very often. I do it, I think, maybe, like, 1 out of 20 times I get, like, emotional. Because I'm not an emotional drunk. I don't really change my personality that much when I'm drunk. Which I think actually kind of sucks, because a lot of people, when they get drunk, like, they open up more. They get more caring or more, like, loving. And I'm just the same old, you know, bitch.
Yeah, but I think we have some experience with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you are a really funny person when you drink, and you are laughing, you make big jokes.
But I do that anyways.
Yeah, I know, but it just make it even like bigger.
I think for sure though, when I'm drunk, I don't think as much about like my actions the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm much more willing to go on adventures when I'm drunk.
Oh, so you're really spontaneous when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Mm.
Whereas in my normal day-to-day life, I'm not very spontaneous.
Yeah, I know. you have a calendar and you have to put everything
into
the calendar.
Yeah, I plan everything. I have lists. I have just everything is planned out for me.
Yeah, that's not me.
So I like that, though, about being drunk, because it gives me much better stories to tell.
Mm. When I'm drinking, I'm always laughing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm laughing and crying.
Yeah.
But like not the sad crying. I'm just crying because I'm laughing so hard that my stomach hurts, and it's just, I think it's the best feeling, to be honest.
I think so too. I love when you laugh so much that you cry. And when you laugh so much where you're not even making any noise anymore.
No.
And you're just laughing and you can't breathe and it actually kind of hurts your stomach.
Yes.
But in the good way.
Yes, it's awful. Like, that's the worst feeling ever, but I love it. And I'm always laughing at everything. And I mean, like, everything. Even if you just make a funny eye roll.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little annoying for someone, but I just enjoying myself, so fuck off.
For those of you, you guys obviously can't see us, but I just did, like, a little head nod, like, yeah, it is a little, you know. You know what I actually really miss from clubbing is, you know, the music, because there are just certain songs that bring back memories of like,
oh god, yeah.
Oh, this is a memory. This song was playing when my friend was puking her brains out and I was dancing in the bathroom, and ooh, this is a memory from when my friend fell down from dancing on the tables.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely a table dancer. I'm always jumping on the table. And I'm always dancing on the table. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think music plays a really big role in the whole... Because you can't have a party either without music.
Yeah, and I think the worst part is that, of course, we have these little GBL things, but it's not the same. In a bar, when you can feel the music, like...
Yeah.
Actually feel the music in your pulse and in your heart and in your brain, and you go home and... You're trying to sleep, you're trying to relax, but the music was so loud that it's still stuck
in
your ears.
There's also like certain songs, you know, from when you've been at maybe a party or somewhere where you were sleeping there and you went to bed before everybody else, and the song, like a certain song was playing that you just couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And speaking of songs, I think for your next party, you should play the song of the week, which is a wonderful song called Six Summers by Anderson .Paak.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson .Paak is one of my favorite artists ever.
What type of music he makes?
He makes like hip hop, rap, R&B. Like, it's very chill. It has like really nice beats, and he's very lyrical.
Nice.
He's 34 years old. He has 3 Grammys.
Ooh.
Yeah, and his first like album came out in 2012, so he's managed to get 3 Grammys in 8 years.
Wow.
And this song actually came out in 2018. It was on his album called Oxnard, which is also just the whole album is just on point. And one of my favorite things about the song is he has a lyric that says, "The revolution will not be televised, but it will be streamed live," which is both a reference to, you know, there's a revolution going on right now with Black Lives Matters, or
yeah.
And it won't be televised, but it sure as hell will be on every mobile device. It's on Twitter, it's on Instagram, it's everywhere. And it's also a reference to a song that came out in the 1970s called "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised" by a poet, a jazz musician called Gil Scott Heron.
Mm-hmm.
And this song was also about Black power. And I think it's really cool to make when I think I just love it when in songs they make references to other songs. And if you're interested in hearing more from Anderson .Paak, you should definitely listen to his song "Lockdown," which just came out, which is it's much more rap than his usual songs, and it's about, you know, the whole COVID-19 situation.
Mm.
He also has Jet Black and a song called "Am I Wrong," which are both, they're just bops.
Mm.
Like, you can listen to them at a party, you can listen to them by yourself when you're chilling. His music is so good for everything. I love him.
Yeah, I can say that.
So yeah, if you...
You guys can see, but she has sparkling eyes.
Yeah, if you have...
It's kind of the same when I'm talking about Harry Styles on One Direction.
Yeah, except Anderson .Paak is much better looking than Harry Styles. He's a beautiful man.
I think there's a lot of people who can.
He is a beautiful
who
man.
Who cannot say that. Okay, I'm 100% sure that he... I don't know how he looked like.
Very hot.
Okay, I will check it. But I'm 100% sure that Harry Styles is... Is the queen, not the queen, shit, the king.
He is the queen.
Queen and the king, actually. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's also wonderful. I mean, I listen to music 24/7. I'm listening to music everywhere. I'm very excited for my Spotify Rewind this year to see how many hours I've actually listened to music.
Oh, God, yeah.
The Spotify Rewind is my favorite part of, like, late December.
Because
I just love seeing it. And also because you get, like, a flashback that, oh, yeah, this song was playing all the time during, like, March. And especially now that it's been COVID, I think certain songs are going to bring up...
Memories. Yeah.
From right before COVID and from when it hit and when, you know, the lockdown was worse.
Talking about these memories, I just saw a lot of TikTok videos.
Mm-hmm.
And with these musics they used around March, April, May.
Yeah.
In the lockdown. And I was just sitting down watching these videos and a lot of memory just came back when I was studying to my history, a final exam, my math exam. And it was such a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy that March is in like 3 or 4
months. I forget that you just graduated. Because for me, graduation is so far like back, because I graduated... like 3.5 years ago. I graduated in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So three years ago. And it was... I loved graduation. We have something here in Denmark called Graduation Week, which is when everybody's graduated, we go on these thing called graduation rides, which is basically your whole class is on a huge bus or like a wagon or something, and you're just partying. You're getting drunk and you stop at everybody's houses and get drunk and get food and you listen to music.
That's so cool.
It's the best thing ever. And we were so lucky with the weather as well. So it was amazing. And it's by far some of the drunkest times I've had, but also the best times, because you're literally drunk 7 days in a row.
Wow.
No stopping.
Mm-hmm.
You go, you wake up, go party, you go to bed and repeat.
Damn.
And you party the whole day.
That's so cool. I'm so sad that my graduation year was... The end was nothing, basically, because we were in lockdown. And we always... In Hungary, we always have these graduation ceremonies. Of course, with the school and
with
my parents, flowers, you know.
Yeah.
And I was so sad when it was the day of our graduation day. And, of course, we had nothing. The only thing we had was an kind of online graduation.
I feel really bad for the graduates of this year. I remember there was a lot of discussion here in Denmark about whether or not they would get to do the graduation rides. And I think they did get to do it, which I mean, very good for them, because it's really... You never get that feeling back ever. Trust me, I've tried. You're never going to get that feeling back. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could have that.
Yeah, Danish graduation is lit. It is lit.
Yeah, I heard about these. Norwegian. Yeah,
we have in Norway and in Sweden. They also do similar things.
Yeah, I just know a bus thing. Yeah, they have to do a poly bus.
And here in Denmark as well, you get like a graduation cap, and there are like these unwritten rules that you have to do. So it's like you have to drink 24 drinks. Within 24 hours, and then you get to cut like a square in your cap, and if you puke you have to cut out a little triangle, and if you skinny dip you have to cut out a wave. If you sleep with somebody you cut a lightning bolt.
Yeah,
like there's a lot of really funny rules, and the whole week you try to, you know, get everything.
Oh my god, this is so cool. I wish I did my graduation here.
Yeah, it's the best.
Wow.
It's really, really just...
It sounds like a big festival.
It is. Because it's the whole country.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, it's in the whole country, do it in like one, in the same week.
Yeah, because everybody basically graduates within the same week. So the whole country is just partying.
Wow. And it's so cool that you're with your friends, with your classmates for the last time.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also because also the people who maybe graduated the year before or graduating late, like a year later, also get to, you know, join in and have fun. And it's just like, it really just is an entire country partying for a week. And I think that's amazing.
Mm.
And usually Roskilde Festival is the week after. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people will have had graduation week where they're drunk every day for a week, and then we'll go straight to Roskilde Festival where they're also drunk for a week.
Oh my god.
I remember my friend had joined me at Roskilde and she had just graduated. So she had been drunk for 14 days in a row. And when we were done, she slept for like 10 days.
Wow.
Her body just needed to detox.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I and take a shower.
That. Yeah.
Because you don't shower a lot during those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You don't have time. There's too much to do. And there's a new party every day, like during the graduation things, you go to like different people's houses to party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just...
That sounds so amazing. In Hungary, we don't really have these things. The only partying stuff we have with your class is prom.
Yeah.
What we call szalagavatú.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a little longer word than prom. Yeah. What we have is... It's always around November, October.
Yeah.
And... your class, you have to come up with a dance, with a team dance.
Uh-huh.
And you know, last time I mentioned it, that our team was High School Musical.
Yeah.
Which is amazing movie. That's an amazing movie. And the guys hated it first, of course.
Yeah, I would have hated it.
Yeah, but then we convinced them that it's gonna be fun. And it was fucking fun. It was freaking fun. And basically the thing is that you have to show this dance for your parents and for your friends and just have fun. And then after, you have your little thing. I don't know the word for it.
A corsage? A button? A pin?
I don't know. I'm so bad with English things. Anyway. Never mind. after the dances, you go to have a dinner with the teachers.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, in really beautiful dresses and with makeup and with hair and everything. And after, you have to party. And this is so amazing because you party and you drink with your teachers as well. And I remember it was amazing, the drinking with our history teacher.
Yeah.
And dancing with our math teachers. And it was just so fun. And so awkward in the next day when you had to go to school and you know that the teacher was drunk and you were drunk too. But yeah, after these dinner and parties, we always have like an after party.
Yeah.
Which is always in a club. Teachers can come. I mean, they can come maybe, but they never come. It's just amazing. I love it so much. It was so amazing. And I really miss that after the graduation, we always have during May, I think, we always have the graduation. And after, everybody has parties. Like, with your family or with your friends, everybody. And I just missed it so much. And I'm never gonna get it back.
No.
But it's alright. It's okay. At least we partied in the summer with my classmates and with my friends, so it was fine.
At least you can say, you know, you graduated through COVID-19.
Actually, yeah. I can say that I'm really lucky that I did it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want it to postpone it.
At our school, we usually have a gala Only for the seniors, the last years, right before they graduate, which is also like really fancy. Everybody dresses up and you come and you eat at the school and it's really nice. But I hate it. I don't like the whole dressing up and have to be nice and have to sit there. And we always have to do these traditional Danish dances and I hated it. I was like an hour late for mine.
Yeah.
Like when everybody was taking pictures, that's when I showed up and I was like, okay, we're going to go eat now. And then we'd eat. And then, you know, we have people who perform, like people from your classes.
Yeah.
Like perform and it's fine. I left like 3 hours later. My friend picked me up in my gala dress, in my like really high heeled shoes. And we went to Aarhus. We had rented an Airbnb and we got drunk here instead. Because I like that much better. I've never been like a school party person. I've never really thought that the parties...
Like balls?
No, like we have, in Danish schools anyway, usually 3-4 times a year, you would have big school parties.
Mm-hmm.
Where the party would be at the school, there'd be a bar, and everybody who went to the school was invited. And that was just never me, because I felt like there are so many rules to things you can't do.
Yeah.
And even if it's things I wouldn't normally do, as soon as someone told me I wasn't allowed to do it, I'm like, oh, but that sucks, because now I really want to.
Of course, that's human nature.
Yeah, so that was never me. I much more preferred partying, at school.
We always had these things with the school. We, for example, one of the best thing we had once in a year, or twice in a year, I don't know, was that a volleyball competition. And you had to play volleyball for like 24 hours in a day. And everybody always just got drunk.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, it was a secret, of course, because the teachers were there and you couldn't show that. But I remember it was so funny around midnight, always like everybody was drunk. And everybody was in a bar, because with my school, we had a bar in like, I don't know, 500 meters far from the school.
Yeah.
So it's not a big distance. And it was amazing. I loved these school programs, balls and dances and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But just because, for the friends and for the classmates and just to drink and have fun together.
I just didn't care.
Usually, like, I think 80% we were at the bar. And then we just showed up for a little to dance, maybe.
Yeah, we always had pre-parties, and then we would go to the parties at the school, and then, because you're not allowed to bring in alcohols, and it was so expensive to buy drinks at the school. So we would get really drunk before
they were selling alcohol drinks in the school?
Yeah, they had a bar there for the party.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's so cool.
Yeah, of course. Where you could buy shots and beer and cider.
Oh my god, that's so cool. But like,
we would also have Friday bars, which again would be a couple of
So in high school, you guys, yeah, like how old are you?
Usually you're between 16 and like 20. Like that's usually
Okay. So
I mean, I graduated when I was 18.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, but yeah, in Denmark, you can buy from 16.
Yeah.
A lower percentage of alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, it was beer and cider and shots. All right, it makes sense. In Hungary, yeah, it's not that. In Hungary, you just only can buy alcohol from 18.
Yeah. So we would have we had something called Friday Bar, which I think maybe we had once a month or something, where there'd be, you know, the people who were responsible for the Friday bar. And it was as soon as, you know, school ended at like 3 o'clock, the Friday bar would open and everybody at school would be drinking beers and ciders for a couple of hours. And then you'd usually go to a party and go downtown.
That's so cool. Oh my God. It's so cool to be a high schooler right here.
Also because the teachers were also invited, so they could also grab a beer, and it was always quite fun.
Wow. Okay, guys, if you listen to this and you are in high school in Hungary or wherever, come here. This sounds really, really cool. Oh God.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it is special, I think. I mean, it is definitely,
I think it's special.
A Scandinavian, I'm not sure if they do it in Sweden, Norway. I'm sure they have something similar. But it's nice. I think also it's the trust, and it's the chill. Like you're very chill with the people at your school and with your teachers.
It's hygge.
It's not as authoritarian. Authoritarian. Yeah.
Oh my god, these English words.
As it was,
I don't know what's in the air now, but
like with the American school system, you call your teachers Mr. and Mrs. and Miss.
Yeah,
we don't do that here. Here we call them by their first names.
Really?
Yeah, because they're people too. They're
I mean that's true, but we have the same system in Hungary. You have to call them not Mr. and Miss, but like I can't just say, "Hey Peter, what's up?"
Yeah, no, that's what we call all our teachers. We call them by their first name.
Damn.
Yeah, I think it's much nicer because it gives you, I think, because when it's not as formal, you're more open to maybe asking questions to your teacher.
Yeah, and ask for help, actually. Exactly. Yeah, I think
because when you can say, hey, Morten, can you maybe help me with this? I think in an email, for example, I think that's much easier than, dear Mr. whatever.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. That's actually really smart.
I think it's nice. And I think it's nice also to be able to grab a beer with your teacher.
Yeah.
I think that's quite cool. Yeah, and also, and they encourage you drinking.
Yeah, and I think it's like the whole point of drinking is not to be drunk, just to enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
Because if you're drunk and you do stupid things, I think that's really like ruins everything.
Yeah.
But for it ruins everything for you, and it can ruin everything for your friends as well, because they have to take care of you, and I think it's not fun at all.
And I think also the teachers being like friendly with you and stuff also helps the experience of high school. Like it makes it much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's much more chill, it's not as stressful, and I think I like it so much more.
Yeah, and the thing that you said, if they say don't do it, you want to do it. But exactly. If they let it,
then they encourage it,
special.
Exactly. Yeah. And you'd also...
This is so smart.
Like a lot of my teachers back in high schools anyway, you got a lot of like personal information and stuff about them. Like they were your friends, especially because you have the same teachers basically for 3 years.
Yeah.
So you knew them. And I remember when we had finished, our history teacher, who we like really liked, he was my favorite teacher ever, he... had his wife had just given birth, like 2 months after we graduated, I think. Wow. And he sent us, like, he made a group on Facebook where he added us all and like sent pictures, and it was so nice.
Oh, that's so cute.
Because you've known this teacher for 3 years, so, and you know, you were there the entire time his wife was pregnant, so you were excited too.
Yeah, I mean, we have these connections with teachers as well back in Hungary. With our history teacher as well.
History teachers, I think.
They are so cool.
Always, because I've always liked my history teachers.
I'm not going to say that. My last history teacher was great. I think it's the thing that I hate history.
I had history high level.
I know. I just can't get it how
I love and history. Why. I just think it's so interesting.
I mean, okay, I think it's really interesting to know everything about history and what happened, but I just hated the system that I had to, like, know, okay, what happened in 1924?
Yeah, but see, that's not...
I don't fucking care.
Our history exams were more, like, it wasn't what happened in 1917 or when did this end. It would be, like, name three things that happened during World War II in Japan.
Mm.
And what impact it had on the economic spectrum.
See, that's so
like
much,
they were much more interesting.
So much better. Because like our final exam is the same. I remember with my final exam, I had a map. And I had to just randomly guess, like, what the fuck is in the map? And, like, what the fuck is the city? And, like, what the hell? Like, I didn't even have my... I mean, we could have used some help. But it's just so stupid. And I think this is why I hate history that much. And my dad, oh my God, he is obsessed with history. Like, you and my dad, I think you guys can talk for, like, ages about history.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think this is a good time to end this episode. Follow us on Instagram at FactsPC, and we post new episodes every Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah. These were the facts with Caroline.
Oh, shit. We forgot to say it together. Again.
Okay. These were the facts with Caroline and Jasmine.
Okay.
It sounds like we're two kids who are trying to practice for the talent show.
Yeah, I think it's gonna work.
All right.